Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have an amazing episode on Rust.
Lily, look, Corpse has something for you. Corpse, do it.
All right, Lily, we have 20 trained snipers on your fucking head right now. Unless you drop all your scrap, they're pulling the trigger. That's all I gotta say.
I'm a fucking artist. Do you think what? I have money?
Drop all your scrap. Drop all.
Rust has been taking over platforms lately, from streaming to YouTube, with some amazing, amazing creators participating, specifically on the OTV server, like Corpse, Sykuno, Mizkif, Shroud, XQC, Pokimane, Ludwig, Soda Poppin, and just Jacksepticeye, and it just keeps disguised toast. It keeps going and going and going. Like, if I were to list everybody who's been on some of these servers, I could go forever. But Tim the Tat Man, Laserbeam, Muzelk, like, literally, Courage, the list is infinite. It's pretty much every streamer that has ever been known to man has been on this server. And we're going to talk about, what is Rust? Why is it successful recently? What is all that? So Rust is a game, pretty much, where you kind of, it's a survival-ish game, where you kind of spawn in on this island, and you've got nothing, and you can make like a base, you can craft guns, you can craft spears, you can craft arrows, you can make doors with locks, you can build your bases, you can raid other people's bases, you can kill people, you can raid these AI-controlled areas, where there's all these NPCs called scientists, so you can raid, doesn't have to be player versus PvP, you can do player versus, you know, some of the NPCs. And all this, fun stuff. And a lot of the fun of it is it's kind of open world and has in-game voice chat, proximity chat. So there's a lot of fun interactions there. Now, why did Rust just become a thing now? Well, if we look at Rust, it's kind of been normally unstreamable and very hard to make YouTube videos with. But you can more do YouTube videos, but the unstreamable part has really been the kicker for some people. And why is Rust unstreamable? Well, it's because of the proximity chat, and Rust is known for having a bit of a toxic community. So basically, you join a public server while you're on stream, and you get like 10 people surrounding you yelling the N-word at the top of their lungs. Or, you know, maybe they'll be creative and just do other assorted racial slurs. But it makes it unstreamable because people hear that and you get banned, and it's just sometimes hard to make videos from, because if you got some random person screaming that from the top of their lungs every 5 seconds, then, you can't turn that into a video. So then Offline TV, you know, who we love here, decided to make a server, specifically Ape. So what they did is they made this server. And everybody was having a great time and having a lot of fun and all of that. So they played and played and played. Everybody was doing a great job. But then so many people wanted to join. Just so many more people and more people. And everybody was so addictive. They're like, okay, we're going to close this first one down. And we're going to open two more up that are really polished. So they opened two servers at this point. Now the first one is called the Divide. So basically, there's this island. And in the middle of the island, there's a line of snow. So below that line of snow, which is 30% of the island, is only RP. So you can still kill people, but you can't loot their bodies, and it's basically meant for RP. A lot of things are more played out. For those who don't know, RP means roleplay. Kind of played out, mostly improv there, very funny stuff. And above the line is more serious player versus player or PvP action. So, you know, you can kill, you can loot, that's more, forgivable if you kill someone there, but it still is, I think, an RP server overall, so you should probably have a reason. You shouldn't really kill on site. So that server is called Divide, and I'm pretty sure that one is very exclusive. Some of the names you may see playing on there are the former members of J10, who was the team on the old server, which includes, like, Ash, Corpse, Ray, Sykuno, Ludwig, Wellen, who was an OG, and more. And then, you just got a bunch of people. So I'll get deeper into that server later. I don't know why I just listed one team. So the other server is called the Badlands, I believe. And that is full PvP. And now this one, to be honest, is less exclusive. So you may see some of the smaller streamers here. But, you know, some of the big streamers were there for a moment. I think Tim played on it, Courage, Laserbeam, Muzelk, XQC played on it for a long time. Poke, myth.
Here's the thing. Here's like, if I've started a thing where everyone is now a cannibal, you have to follow my cannibal code. All right, I have a code. I have a code of ethics in regards to being a cannibal. We're cannibals, but we aren't rude about it. We don't kill. We just, if there is a dead body, though, we just take it.
What if we're hungry and there's no dead bodies around? Then do we get?
No, we're not murderers. Okay. We're not murderers.
We're looking after you.
Yeah, I mean, I also, like, I definitely prefer the taste, but, like.
A lot of fun people, too, and that was full PvP. I mean, yeah, you can still have RP, but, like, it's kind of like the action is focused on a lot of the killing and the fighting. That is the genesis of that server. So they have these two servers and they, you know, calling people. And props to Abe, he did a great job. And then Russ saw that the game was getting over a million viewers on Twitch. Like, literally, I logged in one time, it says a million viewers. I was just like, what? So, obviously, they're doing a lot. So, they gave a lot of the main players, skins for things. So, like, Ludwig had a hoodie. Pokemon had a garage door. Lily had a coat. Jacksepticeye had a box. And a lot more. I just know those because those are the streams I kind of tuned into. But they just had drops for people streaming Rust in general as well. Obviously, it became a real big operation. It was really fun. And it is incredibly fun to watch. So I've tried to space my time in between watching these two servers. So kind of let's get into it. The Divide. So what is The Divide? So The Divide was the server where it's 30% RP and 70% PvP. Now you have some really interesting groups there. Everybody is kind of role-playing as this different group. And a lot of them are very creative. So you have formerly what was known as J10, because they were in the box on the map called J10, which is a team of like Ludwig, Corpse, like I said, I mentioned earlier, but I'll say it again, Ash, Wellen, Ray, and much more. A really fun group.
Ready for you. Photo op.
Oh.
Broden, please take this camera. Hold on. We need you.
Okay, where?
We need you to take a picture of Sykuno and Corpse sleeping, spooning over here. Wait, let me get the candle.
And I think when I look at that group, that's kind of, they don't really have a niche. A lot of the things revolve around them, I would say, only because they're a big, like, bunch and they have a strong force on the server and they get a lot of things done and they have a lot of weapons and such. So, that's all really fun, and they're a really fun group to tune into. They're always kind of doing stuff, but they do have really funny interactions. Now, if we move on, another group you can see is the Shroud family. So, I don't know how the actual family thing originated. I don't know where that came from, but that's like, it's Shroud, B-Nans, who's Hannah, Ariasaki, Ryan Higa, and like literally I just tuned into this one clip. Quick shout out, I'll do it right now, to Comfy Clips. They posted a lot of clips from the server and it was kind of hard to navigate streams. I commented and subscribed to my own YouTube channel, my personal account, so just go check them out. That's where I got a lot of my watching from. I don't want to let them out, but basically they're another group is the Shroud family. I just tuned into this one clip of Ryan Higa and Ariasaki just like throwing things at each other. And all of a sudden I hear Arya go like, dad, dad. And then Ryan go up to B-Nans, Hannah, and go, mom, mom. And then like literally they were acting like a family. And
dad, I'm
being
dad,
bullied.
No, I
she's
was practicing.
Throwing spears
I was
at me.
Practicing my acupuncture.
She's
Are you impressed,
throwing
dad?
Spears. She's crazy.
No, I think he's been running better than ever, honestly.
I mean,
he's insane.
No.
I don't see anything in his head.
Yeah.
So
see?
Your acupuncture is a little bit off. I think we need more practice, to be honest.
Okay, I'll aim for the head next time, Dad. Thanks for the tip.
I need Hannah.
Mama's boy.
It was very very funny. Shroud is actually someone I don't end up watching stream much because I prefer more of an entertainer than a hardcore PvP streamer, but I have really enjoyed some of his interactions on the server, and I think he's a great addition. He set up this fully automated garage which sells cars, really crazy. He's doing a lot of cool things, and I think he's a very valued part. So there's the Shrad family. Moving on, we can't ignore the kittens. So, yeah, yes, I said the kittens. So the kittens are a group of people who I believe they either have they have kitten in all of their names, and I tried to decipher some of them. I don't know all of them, but Soda Poppin kind of leads that group, and his name is Sassy Kitten Chance. So their gimmick is they're cats, and they finish every sentence with meow. And I am not joking. Now, this is very jarring when you first get onto the server. You don't really know what's going on. You hear someone go, "Would you like to come with me, meow? What's up, meow?" It's kind of confusing.
You got it.
Hello, meow.
Hello,
sorry,
meow.
I need to use you. Come, meow.
See ya.
Okay, what are you meow. Saying, meow?
Hello, hello, meow.
Yo, by the way, I just want to say this.
Thank you for business, meow.
Yeah, this is kind of like just off the books, but since you're both here. By the way, this meow shit is infecting Chance. Yesterday, me and Melinda were making food, and he comes out in the kitchen, and he goes, "Hey, can I have some food, meow?" In real life.
Very good,
it's,
meow.
It's in his brain.
Hey, here, very meow. Good, meow.
But they're actually a fun group, so they set up this arena in the middle of the map. So a lot of people do 1v1s in there. A lot of events are held there. I think they had a mayor debate there, but people fight to the death. So that's a fun group, and they're just kind of chaotic. And they have had a feud going with Lily. So Lily doesn't really have a group. I know she's on the team with Michael and Jummy, and she set up an art museum. And basically, she was charging more for cats. And then this led to a lawsuit by the cats where they took it to court. And I mean, I think that is really just that overall sentence gives you a great gist for the server. That's what I can give you on that. Yeah, so the cats took Lily to court, and then Michael tried to kill everybody and blame it on the cats. And then they 1v1 to death to solve it. And yeah, I think that's a good overall. So now there's kind of a cat and dog war going on within the server where Lily's putting up a lot of anti-cat propaganda and pro-dog propaganda, which is just a really interesting storyline. And Lily's actually really quick on her feet and very fun to watch as well. And so is Soda Pop, and I think he has done a great job. I mean, I've gotten to really kind of understand some of the more popular streamers that I didn't know before, which is a really fun. So then, another group you have is the police officers.
H-June killed Celine?
He did, yes. Well, he didn't. Oh, I just said it to make it look like he did.
That's good police work.
So the police officers, there's a police station on the map, and they run out of there. And it's a group of S-Fun, Spaceboy, Brooke, and more. And that is a really, really funny group, because everybody hates the police officers. When they go into this situation, they guaranteed almost never make it better. Never at all. They usually just escalate it or make it worse. But, like, there's this one great clip where, like, Sykuno has a bounty on him and they show up and arrest him and bring him to the station. And then there's this huge firefight of, Sykuno tries to escape and tries to get the bounty off his head. And a really fun series of events. And the officers roleplay so well. Props to all of them. They make it very fun. So continuing on to the groups, we also have Fire Lord Arcadum. So Arcadum is actually an interesting streamer, a fun streamer who does Dungeons and Dragons, and he created this persona of sorts for himself where he's the Fire Lord. So he kind of runs around with a flamethrower and his loyal followers going around just kind of torching things around the map. So that's really fun to watch. There's also, I'll do a little bit last, because I don't want to list too much, but I just want you to get an overall idea of the server and what entails. And then there's Pokimane, who's role-playing as a French person, I believe. And then, like, Sidion and Fuzli, who are role-playing as, like, Americans. And a fun aspect of the server is a lot of them support Blood God Ape. Oh, there's also the priests. There's a group of, like, there's a cult of, like, Father... it's CYR, I don't know how to pronounce it, I apologize, and Father Greg, and they are a cult. Yeah, so there's a cult there.
But now,
We have science, don't we? Can I get an amen? We have science.
Amen, brother!
We have resources. Our God made himself corporeal and revealed himself to us. Can I get an amen?
Amen, brother! Yes!
And we are going to burn that temple of iniquity to the ground.
Woo!
But basically, they say Blood God Abe because, you know, I said Abe created the server and they call him Blood God Abe. It's really fun. But, yeah, overall, a really fun server and some really fun interactions of streamers you might not necessarily see get to interact. But it's not too much because a lot of times there's not everybody in the same place. And when everybody is in the same place, it's pretty organized. I would describe it, honestly, similar to the Dream SMP server in the sense that when they do things as like a large group where a lot of people are in one place at once, it's pretty organized, which makes it very good so that, you know, there's not too chaotic, but it's still very fun. And it makes the server really enjoyable. And there are a lot of fun events that go on. It's just an overall really good time. And I would recommend watching it. And I've seen some really fun collaboration, the Loser Fruit one on who I like, and she was able to play with like Skara and Leslie, and that was Peter Park, and that was just, I never thought I would see it. It was one of those things, one of those collaborations I kind of always hoped for and always kind of yearned for, but I, you know, sometimes you just never get it, and it happened, and I was really happy to see that. So moving on to the Divide, I haven't been able to tune in, not the Divide, the Badlands, I haven't been able to tune, oh, by the way, I can't forget, Moist Critical Charlie is also running a waste management company on that, where he's a trash guy, and he goes around collecting trash, and those are somehow some of the most riveting Rust videos I have seen to this point. So, yeah, I couldn't not mention that. So the Badlands. Now, the Badlands I haven't watched too much of. I know Music and Laser Beams stream on it, but I'm a big Bazagaza and Crater fan, so I usually watch them if they're streaming. So all of a sudden, I see Bazagaza tweet, Abe is looking for if anybody to join the Badlands. Baz said he wanted to join, Cray wanted to join also, said it, Brody, Music, Vouch, and they're all in. And that was honestly a really cool moment for me, because again, it's streamers kind of I watch on a regular day-to-day, where, I mean, they're popular. They usually get like 1,000, 2,000 viewers, which is popular by a lot on Twitch, but not necessarily playing every day like with XQC or someone like Soda Poppin'. So seeing them in the mix was really fun. It's some really enjoyable content as Baz built like 3 bases over the course of like 8 hours, but seeing him involved was really fun. So Lily and Michael usually are on the Divide, but then they had one interaction with Baz, because I think they just came to take a tour of the Badlands, and that honestly made my day. And my friend said it best. I was texting him about it, because he's also a Baz fan. It's like worlds colliding, which it really is, and I think that just makes the server so great. It was so fun to see two people I really love just kind of meeting and having an awkward interaction where they robbed him. Yeah, they robbed him in that interaction.
I mean, if you're robbing me, then really, I have to give it to you if it's a robbery, then. Like, if that's what you're doing, I suppose.
Well, we're robbing you of your kind. Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay, so you are. Okay, well, if you are robbing me, well, then, here. I've got two potatoes. There you go. That should.
Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, God. Oh, we just needed that so fucking bad. Oh, thank you. It's another successful robbery. We did it. We had another successful robbery. Thank you.
Do you thank everybody you rob? I don't think you're supposed to thank...
Yeah, we'll let you off with the warning this time.
Okay, well...
We'll let you off with the warning this time.
We'll let you off, buddy.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, it was really funny, and I enjoyed seeing it. And now I haven't seen much other of the Badlands. It seems like everybody's still relatively nice, although it's a little more standoffish, I would say. There's a little more guns drawn, but it's enjoyable. So, one interesting thing about the Badlands is there's a secret 18-plus art museum, which is in tunnels underground. And it's actually an 18-plus art museum, which is certainly interesting. Lily and Michael visited when they went. I was wanted to see why they went, and I figured out pretty quickly. It was just a funny thing that someone came up with, and I think Ray, who was a OG restaurant, also started a hotel. Really fun things, and overall, really enjoyable. It's great to see Swagger is on there. Just everybody's coming together and makes you so happy. You know, it's really reminiscent of Among Us, of how Among Us allowed creators to kind of take a simple game and allowed their improv and their just kind of their speaking skills to take the lead. And those speaking skills take the lead is what made Among Us successful and what made everything else successful. And we see the same thing here. We see them excel in the situations where they can be themselves. And sometimes it's better to not have too much of a game to rely on. It's not like they're using Rust as a crutch. It just accentuates them even further. It makes the content that 10 times better, which is why they've been doing so well. So now, we know we had to hit drama at some point, so here we are. There has been a lot of Rust drama. Yeah, I mean, with this many creators getting the mix and this many egos, I mean, you would have to think it was bound to happen. I really watched a great video of it. I'm always critical on it. So this kind of more happened on the Badlands since it wasn't as private. And a lot of, like, Rust OGs, per se. The Rust community is very violent. Like, even people got mad at the creators for just not playing Rust the right way because they weren't being violent enough and they were role-playing too much. But basically, these Rust creators kind of got on these OGs and they were kind of bush camping and then killing people as they ran by without any warning. And I mean, it does create content for them in the sense they can post the YouTube video, "I killed," insert big streamer name, and look at his reaction. But it really just took away from the experience from a lot of people. And it's not too fun. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of clout chasing at the end of the day. And it's bound to happen. But, I mean, some people make mistakes. And, I mean, I don't think... It's just the Rust community. I don't understand why you'd be resistant. Even the creator tweeted something saying that he was okay with it. And he was making fun of kind of like people who were being annoying. But, yeah, it's the drama's not fun. For example, Zuckles got banned for... Those who know Zuckles as Mason in the Misfits. I think XQC got really mad at him because he metagamed in some way. Which is kind of like using information from outside the game to help you in the game or something like that. And yeah, it's a really awkward situation because I had seen personally Mason on Twitter like weeks before. Like trying to get on to the OTV server and yes, he kind of like begged for it. And then when he eventually did, seeing kind of him kicked out like 2 days later, it was honestly kind of weird. I think Swagger currently has a petition for him to get back, but yeah, it's just overall a really fun server and really great. And if you haven't watched it, I'd really recommend it. It's really funny to watch. And I think if I keep going, I'm just gonna repeat myself. This one is a bit more informational if you didn't know about it, so let me know if you like this style.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Guys, let me go check right now. But honestly, I can't get over you guys. You make a lot of things real crazy. The podcast has been doing so well, pretty much getting better every week with a small dip. And every time I think I'm like, oh, this is my limit. There's no way like I can be better than this. You guys just do it. Which is, it just amazes me, man. I honestly think it's super cool. And I'm trying to post YouTube videos out, and you guys really liked one of them, Minecraft Offline TV modded server, which that got like 100 views, which I really didn't think it would get near there. I guess my thumbnail art has gotten a little better. But yeah, I appreciate that. I really think it's really cool. So Thank you guys, all of you. I really appreciate everything. I hope you guys like this episode. We're going to keep the Minecraft coming, and I'm just going to try to keep everything coming now. Thank you, guys. See you later.